Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your effective leadership this year. I assure you of the full support of my delegation in discharging your duties. The United Kingdom values the CCW as a forum that brings together states with differing national security needs and balances military necessity with humanitarian concerns. We encourage all states not yet party to accede without delay, and in this context I welcome the accession of Malawi, and we urge all high contracting parties to abide by the CCW and its protocols. In particular, we are gravely concerned by consistent and widespread reporting of the use by the Russian Federation of weapons which fall under the scope of the CCW, including most obviously amended Protocol 2, in the course of their brutal and illegal aggression against Ukraine. Widespread reporting of apparent breaches leaves Russia with serious questions to answer with regard to its compliance. The United Kingdom is keen to continue working closely with international allies and partners on the issue of lethal autonomous weapon systems. We hope to build on the progress the group of government experts has made on this complex issue over the past year, contributing to recommendations and addressing important issues such as human involvement, ethical development and use, and compliance with international humanitarian law. We will contribute in more detail to the discussion under this agenda item. The United Kingdom welcomes the implementation of the updated financial measures that we agreed at the Sixth Review Conference. These measures are crucial to bringing the CCW back into a predictable and sustainable financial footing. We encourage all participating states to pay their contributions on time and in full. Mr. Chair, ongoing conflict across the world and the associated human suffering shows that the importance of this convention remains. It should be a living instrument, a forum in which we can discuss how our approaches need to develop to face the challenges of tomorrow. Discussions here have led to progress elsewhere, as with the political declaration on explosive weapons in populated areas, which the United Kingdom will proudly sign in Dublin this week, and we congratulate Ireland for its leadership on this process. But there is no substitute for our work here. We must find ways through our disagreements to ensure that we can tackle difficult issues, including Protocol 3, and deliver against our shared objective of reducing the harm caused by wars across the world. I thank you.